Beneath the surface of your plastic domes, crack your careful plaster walls and erupt in a vast surge of foam and spray, dark green and purple blue colors washing through your empty streets. I water you a holy baptism, pull you down, down to the bottom of my story bed, where I lap you softly in my arms like a lover, tides moving through us. I place silver shells on your eyelids, plait your long dark hair with golden strands of starfish flickering. I bathe you in the colors of my soul until you are beached clean. Then I whisper your name, and you remember me, the flow of your blood and the valley of your bones. And I breathe your name again, grow me a new body from your bones, and return you to the land to walk again on ancient feet, made new like a child's wonder. And when you sit on my warm sand and paddle in my pool, I whisper your name, and you remember me in the flow of your blood and in the valley of your bones. You remember me in the flow of your blood and in the valley of your bones. You remember me in the flow of your blood and the valley of your bones. I breathe you a new name, return you to the land to walk again on ancient feet, made new like a child's wonder. She said she'd had a dream. She was looking for a magical phenomenon like a burning bush or a divided sea, a bit of mystical. So, Nami. Rita climbed Crookpatrick in December in the snow in bare feet and got blisters for her sins. She tramped around Loch Derg again in bare feet in the rain, drinking only black tea and singing decades of the Holy Rosary. She stayed up all night singing in Latin high as a kite. Rita was looking for a miracle, a magical phenomenon like a burning bush, a divided sea, but a mystical tsunami. She consulted priests and shamans, yogis and yonis. She invoked the saints in a long litany of difficult pronounced names beginning with Set. She left offerings at holy wells. She muttered ancient pagan spells. She smeared her breath with wet ash. She even smoked some damn fine hash. But Rita was looking for a miracle, a magical phenomenon like a burning bush or a divided sea, but a mystical tsunami. She flew to the US of A, got up before dawn every single day. She took her guru to bed. She learned how to bake bread. She found a charlatan who put her in a trance. She even learned to belly dance. Was looking for a miracle, a magical phenomenon like a burning bush or a divided sea, but a mystical tsunami. She crossed the Gobi Desert on a foul-mouthed camel, and then she was there with this gorgeous camel. She flew to Mecca to learn the Quran. She donned a veil, followed Muhammad's trail. She entered Jerusalem in an armored van, because that's the only way left Mecca. Because Rita was looking for a miracle, a magical phenomenon like a burning bush or a divided sea, but a mystical tsunami. When I last heard of Rita, she was reciting verses from the Bhagavad Gita, wearing nothing but a red silk dress, living at a very illustrious address, right under St. Peter's Dome in the holy city of Rome, teaching the Pope an Eastern mantra and the basic principles of ecstatic tantra. Now I'm going to and this one is with Sabrina's fantastic. When I first met Sabrina years ago, I wanted to learn to play Byron, and then so she gave me a couple of lessons, and then I heard her playing about all that. What a huge pain. Died giving birth all alone in the woods from the bastard child that she had of the priest. Brush it away, oh brush it away, hide it under the carpet today. Brush it away, oh brush it away, we're having tea in the parlour today. With an uncle who died, who was never himself because he wasn't allowed by the church or the state to be what to him was holy and innate. He was brown and queer, that's why he's not here. Brush it away, oh brush it away, hide it under the carpet today. Brush it away, oh brush it away, we're having tea in the parlour today. There's a spinster who spent every night of her life all alone in her bed because she was a cripple and wasn't allowed to be read. Brush it away, oh brush it away, hide it under the carpet today. Brush it away, oh brush it away, having tea in the parlour today. There's a baby who died, never was mourned, who was snatched from the arms of his mother. Ah, I'm sure you'll soon have another. Brush it away, oh brush it away, hide it under the carpet today. Brush it away, we don't want to hear their crying today. But the carpet is dissolving, it's fading away, and the voices, they are longing to be heard for one day. They're dancing on their graves and they're singing out loud. They're looking for delight and they don't give a shit. And the locked away, and they're coming to the party.
very organised. I do a set list and then we look and we go, oh, that didn't work, so we change it all around. No, we're doing a new one.
Yeah.
This is in the voice of Bridget, and I'm going to explain over here who Bridget is. And for those who really don't know, she's also a goddess as well as being a patron saint of Ireland. She really was patron of Israel, I suppose. She's kind of a female patron saint of Ireland, I suppose. But as a goddess, she was the goddess of the hearth and of the forge and of healing and of poetry. So she's one of my favourites, Bridget. I went down with my mother last year to visit her there. This is, about Bridget, really. And, this is metaphorical. It's called The Promise of Bridget. Though you banish me, destroy my shelter, break up my altars, I will hide in the tabernacle of your heart. Though you strip me of my dignity, I will hang a necklace of skulls about my neck and dance barefoot on burning coals, and they will not burn my virgin feet, my lily white toes. Though you brand me with unspeakable nails and cut out my tongue, I will speak in a language more beautiful than words. Though you steal my holy name, extinguish my flame, in the crucible of your body I will light a fire, burning a circle clean to the centre of your soul, I will forge my way home.
Thank you.
They are choosing carefully, feeling the weight of their righteousness in the palms of their sweaty hands, numbing their calloused fingers over the ragged edges, eager for the kill. An ugly mist, centuries old, running through their groins, poisoning their souls, blinding them with fury, deafening them with hatred, pounding up this rhythm so that they can no longer bear it. But when at last it comes, the throwing, it is a release, a blessed purge. And the pushing and the shoving and the frenzied scrabbling of the dirt for rocks, thick dust clotting the air, pummeling their hatred, carving their story into her bones, mother, daughter, sister, virgin, carving their story into her bones, flint on soft flesh, mother, daughter, sister, virgin, whore. When at last it is done, and they have all left, in the burning heat of the midday sun, in the stony silence of the bloody deed, the only sound, the terrible roar of Anna, howling in his grief. Church again, she said. me Auntie Nora sitting there in her frock of braided red. I'd rather go to an early tomb than let them curse my blessed wood.
To a certain empty She wanted for the sin, and God had created her for him. So, off he goes to tell his tale. Then God was heard to rant and rave. Oh, this won't do, or oh, not at all. I always knew the day I grew, but I invented woman too. Right, says God, you'll have to go. Some of your crap. You'll have to go. You're off below. So off she goes to be the bride of you know who. Now he could ride, he didn't mind, on top of no, it's not really neat to know. But here's the thing that they do say. That when the monks are trying to pray alone within their beds at night, who should come to give them a fright? That Lilith one, that's who they hear. Now you better shun her if she's near, or else you know you'll go to hell if she does come and ring your bell. And now you know the reason why all evil women have to die, because they might try the wanton act, might dare to deny the evil nag, the myth of man that reigns supreme and place on top a female queen. Oh, lovely Lilith, what did you start when you declared your lustful heart? Oh, God forsaken, which no man could ever quench the flames of your desire. I think that you've gone and burnt her on fire. And then, funny, this is, I had two, I had a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old. I don't know what it says about my upbringing or my kids, but this is their favourite poem. It's called A Woman's Lament or Penis Envy. If we only had a penis, sure, even one between us would do. That's what I'm told. The men that know, you know, like Jung and Freud and all the rest, should God, I'd be the best. I'd never wash a dish again or scrub a toilet bowl. Yeah. Oh, no. I'd invent a symphony. Or better still, I'd invent the opera. If I only had a penis, sure, what I wouldn't do, I'd make up all the rules. And I'd speak with great import on matters pertaining to sport. I'd never wash a dish again or sweep it on the floor. Oh, no. I'd ride above such trivial things. Sure, I'd have better things to do, like write a new ideology or inspire a new philosophy. God, that would be the thing for me. Sure, I had the life of old Roy.
bring another instrument. This is called Opening Prayer, and I did this recently in Ireland at the Irish Centre. It was a big gig for Haiti, and we were just kind of talking about the fact of a lot, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, so there are wars and devastation and tsunamis and everything else. And this really is the voice of the Divine Feminine, the voice of hope, really. So it's in her voice, called Opening Prayer. You will begin then to trust the sound of the sea calling you and feel a ripple of response that the opening prayer of your body echoes through you like a prayer. You will begin again to move in rhythm with the earth moving beneath your feet, moaning in our ecstasy, a song written in the body of your soul. And you will remember the opening prayer of a child's birth moving through you like a dark river in a line, ancient and unbroken, spanning the oceans of time. And you will know me there with you, dancing to the same beach, on the same shore, dark currents pulling us home.
The younger and the older, untamed and free.